24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books, had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 1 million people just like you, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. There is a spiritual principle: seek first the kingdom, and all things will be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. If you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Vashani Network. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. I appreciate you greatly. Please continue to listen, share, and subscribe. Send your questions and comments to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. I would like to share some of them on the air. Visit our website at HerbertHarris.com. That's www.HerbertHarris.com for tips and tools to help you live your dreams and to schedule a mentorship consultation where I can help you do you. I like to open our program with an inspirational story. This is a story about the power of belief. A young man was walking through a circus and he noticed that the elephants weren't being kept in cages or held by the use of chains. All that was holding them back from escaping the circus was a small piece of rope tied to a stake in the ground and to one of the elephant's legs. As the young man gazed upon the elephants, he was confused as to why the elephants didn't use their strength to break the rope or pull up the stake. They didn't try to escape at all. Very puzzled and perplexed, he found a trainer nearby and he asked, why were the elephants just standing there and never trying to escape? The trainer replied, when these elephants were very young and much smaller, we used the same size rope to tie them to a stake in the ground. At that age, it was enough to hold them. As they grew up, they are conditioned to believe they cannot break away. They believe that the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break free. The only reason that the elephants weren't breaking free and escaping from the circus was that over time, they had developed the belief that it just was not possible. The moral of the story is, no matter how much the world tries to hold you back, always continue with the belief that what you want to achieve is possible. Believing you can become successful is the most important step in actually achieving it. I'm going to continue with our theme this week, another aspect of the power of encouragement. I picked this theme because our return guest, Edmund Graham, is one who has been encouraging to all who strive for excellence. Let me share our quote of the day. A word of encouragement during a failure is worth more than an hour of praise after success. This is a perfect lead into our guest. This is part two of our interview with Stedman Graham. Stedman is a successful American author, speaker, educator, and businessman. He's a graduate of Hardin-Simmons University in Texas with a degree in social work. Stedman played college basketball, semi-pro, and pro basketball in the United States and in Europe. He received a master's degree in education from Ball State University in Indiana. Stedman pursued a career in public relations, representing well-known artists, including Maya Angelou and Winnie Mandela. He is CEO of S. Graham & Associates, a management and consulting firm that specializes in educational and corporate marketing. His clients include Merrill Lynch, Harvard Business School, the Apollo Group, Monster.com, and the United States Departments of Education and Labor. Stedman is also a best-selling author of 11 books, and his books deal with self-help, motivation, and sports management. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Stedman Graham. We began our interview last week sharing some exciting information about his early years, and now we are discussing athletes and their relationship to self-discipline. Athletes have a kind of an edge on other people with self-discipline because the fact that you have to train sort of puts you in that mode. What are your thoughts on that?
It requires thinking and changing your consciousness. Okay. Because a lot of times you're only as good as your environment. Uh-huh. What is your environment? Well, your environment is your family.
Yes.
You're only good as your family, what you were taught in your family. Mm-hmm. Then you're only as good as what you're taught in school.
Yes.
Then you're only as good as what you're taught in your community. Then you're only as good as what you're taught around your friends.
Wow.
So that's where you stay.
Yes. Yes.
And you're only as good as the influence around you. Mm. And so if you want to be better, you have to be around better people, better environment.
Yes.
Create better opportunities on a daily basis.
Yes. Woo! You know, that was a pearl there. That was a pearl because we live life on a daily basis, even an hourly basis. You know, we often say, from moment to moment, you have to make a decision what to do with that moment.
What do you do in the moment? Where are you going to be tomorrow? What are you doing today?
Yes.
Where are you going to be in a week? Where are you going to be in 5 years?
Okay.
So that's why vision is so critical, because vision sets the tone for your socioeconomic development.
Wow.
So where the good book says where there is no vision, the people perish.
Yes, yes.
Because you don't know where you're going. And you don't have a process for improving yourself, developing a process of continuous improvement on a daily basis. Because you don't have a vision, so you can't create the end in mind and then build backwards. Uh-huh. And you can't set up goals. You don't know what they look like. You don't know what direction you're going in because you can't see beyond yourself. Mm. That's called poverty.
Yes. That's a new definition for poverty.
New definition for poverty.
Wow.
The same definition for poverty.
We've made it prettier.
Yeah. It's the same definition for poverty. You're not going anywhere because you don't read.
Uh-huh.
You don't develop. People have control over your environment, structurally, politically. It's set up and designed for you to fail because the educational system doesn't work in your community, in your school. You don't have good teachers. You don't have the equipment. You're not competitive. Your parents are poor.
Yes.
You know, they're doing the best they can based on what they know. They, when you know better, they do better. So they may not be as educated. So you're stuck in that environment.
Yes.
And you continue that cycle that keeps repeating itself over and over. And so you, in order to be able to succeed, especially in the 21st century, you have to pull yourself out of that environment and that cycle, right?
Yes.
That is set up, that systemically is set up and designed for you to fail.
Mm. Wow.
Or have somebody pull you out if you're not conscious of that.
Wow.
And you have to get rid of the bad information, which is a lot of times, you know, it's perpetuated because it's bad information, so we're going to perpetuate it, make it relevant to your development, and give it and relevant to your access so you can listen to it, so you can dumb yourself down.
And that's by choice.
Not by choice.
Uh-huh.
It's by because it's in your area of influence.
Gotcha.
It is, we're going to put this in your area of influence where you live.
Okay.
We're going to create the environment, we're going to create the system that's going to dumb down all the information, that's still not going to give you the opportunity. A lot of times you think it's by choice, it's not.
Yes.
It's by design. Design.
Got you. Wow. Well, I'll tell you something, Stephen, this is a great place for our final break here. Oh, man, I mean, you've been dropping pearls, and I feel like a diamond hunter to go around and start picking them up. Let us take a little pause for the final cause, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. Woo! Goodness gracious. You are tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Tune in, and anywhere a mobile device is available. Back to our interview with the incredible, incomparable, fantastic Stedman Graham. Woo, Stedman! I mean, you've been laying it on.
This is my cousin, y'all.
Man, I tell you. But, one of the things we work to do in the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to let people know that real side of a person. You know, that people see you on television, they'll see you with Oprah. But I know that many of our listeners didn't know some of the things you shared, that you were a teacher, that you were, I think, a person in your own right, that you, Stedman Graham, have been an important person to the world and to helping other people. And that's incredible, man.
Well, I would say, you know, you can't help anybody else until you first help yourself. So.
Yes.
You know, I teach identity leadership for a reason, mm-hmm. and the identity leadership is self-leadership. It's based on the philosophy that you can't help anybody else until you first help yourself. That is, you know, I mean, Oprah's done a fantastic job of what she's done over the last 25 years, and she's empowered herself, and she has her own show for 25 years, which was number one. She's got a network now.
Yes.
She's got
yes.
a magazine.
Yes.
She's got Weight Watchers. She's got a lot yes. of investment. And she starts with her.
Yes. That's
she
it.
Starts with, you know, being educated. She reads 5 books a week.
Wow.
She, you know, I mean, I've learned so much from her throughout the years. But, you know, what I say that to say that the process of success is the same. Doesn't make a difference who you are.
Yes.
Because we're all the same.
Yes.
So it's understanding how it works. And there's a system set up and designed for success. There's also a system set up and designed for failure.
Wow.
Yeah. And when you learn the difference, you realize, oh, it starts with what? It starts with you.
You. Yes.
And it starts with you understanding your purpose.
Yes.
And you understanding who you are.
Mm.
And you understand how to self-actualize your talents, your skills, and your passion.
Yes.
And it's attached to your drive.
Yes.
And when you put that all together with the American Free Enterprise System, and you understand the process of success within the American Free Enterprise System, and why, and you put that with education and knowledge and skills and mentorship and expertise, you've got a formula for success.
Mm.
And yes. it wouldn't make any difference who you are. That's what I understand.
Yes.
So I can take that same system and apply it to myself and also help other people understand the process of success. And she does the same thing.
And
she does it in the air. I do it on the ground.
Down the ground. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, you touch more people up close. Because people, I noticed, you know, in our family reunions, you are so patient. I mean, because everybody, when you walk in the room, everything changes. You know, no matter what's going on, everything changes. But you walk in with such love and patience, and I think that's a gift.
Well, the love piece, I mean, if we get nothing out of this, if nobody gets anything out of this,
yes.
Understand the power of love.
Yes.
That the love piece is it. There's only two choices.
Mm.
It's either love or hate, good or bad, will or won't, can or can't, looking at the glass half empty or half full.
Mm.
So if the foundation of your existence is negative, the transformation is always love.
Mm. Wow. So foundation of your existence is negative, then
the transformation is always
the
love.
The transformation is always love.
So all you have to do is change the consciousness about how you're going to transform.
Wow.
And use love as a replacement for fear and for negativity, because you can only have one emotion at a time.
Mm. Wow.
So when you make that shift, everything changes.
Everything changes.
Whatever you put out
comes back. Woo! You know, I read a statement once that says, love is always seeking you. And it's interesting when you talk about that. Love is always seeking you.
If you turn your power over to love, it will take care of you.
Mm.
If you release the negativity and the doubt and the fear, love will take over. You'll be empowered.
Mm.
It will just happen. The universe will give you everything and provide the opportunity when you let it go.
Yes.
When you release it.
Yeah.
And allow love to flow in and around you. And it will touch you and everybody else, because when you carry, you're a carrier of positivity. You're a carrier of success. You're a carrier of opportunity.
Mm.
So you got to change that energy. You got to transform that energy from failure to success, first based on the way that you think.
Wow.
And then you transfer that to your heart and your soul, and then you become that.
Mm.
And then you transfer that to the people that you serve, because it's about service.
Yes.
When I talk about the more you have,
yes,
it's great to work on yourself, but the more you have, the more you give.
Mm.
So you put yourself in, but you can't give anything if you don't have anything. So you got to first build yourself and work on yourself so you can give more to your family, to your friends, to your loved ones, to your relationship, and to the community that you live in.
Woo! Let's see. I know that we are right there. I've got about 3 minutes. I tell you something, Stedman. As I listen to you talk, it really makes me feel that anybody can succeed if they know how. If they understand and say, you can't play the game unless you know the game. You got to know the rules. You got to know the moves. You have that book, How to Move Without the Ball.
Move Without the Ball.
I love that.
A lot of people like that book.
I read that book. Yeah. Because
So it's a great sports book, and we're going to be working on that to try to put that out there. The professional ball players and the athletes are superior folks.
Yes.
Because they work so hard to develop themselves. When you're an athlete.
Yes.
You're like, man, you got the strength, you know, you show up on time,
you
got the skills, you got all of that. So a lot of times, as an athlete, you get stuck in that mindset of being an athlete.
Yes.
As opposed to transferring those skills over, you know, to another profession.
Wow.
But the athletes really have the foundation for becoming really great.
Wow. Well, two questions. One, I think that How to Move Without the Ball really appealed to me, because it seemed like, well, one, you got to understand the game.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of Michael Jordan's great gifts was he knew where the ball was going to be. How do you apply that to life?
Well, yeah, first of all, if you're talking about Michael Jordan, he had the drive.
Yes.
He wanted to win.
Yes.
So his journey was to, the challenge was to find out how to win.
Uh-huh.
You have the drive to win.
Uh-huh.
But how do you do that?
Yes.
LeBron's in the same situation.
Yeah.
He has the drive to win. The drive. How do you win? Mm-hmm. So it's the how. So when you begin to understand how to do it, which is really what I try to do with learning the success process. Mm-hmm. I'm big on what is the process.
Yes.
Because I couldn't process. I couldn't think.
Yes.
I wasn't a thinking human being growing up. Mm-hmm. So you told me something, I did it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't have the cognitive ability to understand how to do that.
Yes.
And so when I learned that there is a process for success and you can apply that process to anything that you do, I realized, oh, that's the equality.
Yes.
The process of success is the same for everybody. It wouldn't make a difference what color you are, where you came from, what you look like, what your background is, or what trouble you had, you know, at home or anything else, or whether you had a good foundation or not. Yeah. What is the process for getting out of that situation so you can create success for yourself in your life?
Wow.
That's the journey.
That's the journey.
That's education. That's putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
Yes.
That's establishing a vision. That's having a plan. That's having the information. That's knowledge. That's reading. That's learning. Mm. What is the process for putting all of that together so that you can achieve your end result?
Yes.
So you can get where you want to go.
Mm.
And without that roadmap, it's like, you know, driving a car. You know, you can get in the car and drive, but
you better have a destination.
You better have a destination. You're going to run out of gas.
Yeah.
On the side of the road.
You can even have a great GPS, man. One of those $1,000 GPS.
That means a thing. Because you don't know where you're going.
Wow. Now, Stephen, you got a new book coming out.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about that.
Well, it's called Identity Leadership.
Okay.
Again, it's self-leadership. And really, it's about a 9-step success process that I've talked about throughout the years. Identity leadership is authentic leadership. Mm-hmm. It's self-development. It's focused on knowing who you are, knowing where you're going, and how you're going to get there. What we do is change Maslow's triangle around.
Yes.
We put self-actualization at the beginning. So we're going to turn that upside down.
Yes.
And if you're, you know, self-actualization, if you can do that at an early age, you learn how to take care of yourself. You learn how to, you know, have security and safety and food and all of that. But you need to be able to take control of that as opposed to waiting 70 years.
Yes.
To wait on self-actualization that you never get in the first place. So let's teach it from the very beginning. Yeah.
You know, and it almost seems the older you get, it's harder to find because sometimes you have more reasons. You're hardwired, exactly.
You're stuck in your own ways. You can't get out of it. And it's so deeply ingrained in your psyche that you couldn't touch it if you wanted to.
Wow.
So you don't even know why you respond the way you respond, or why you can't get through that glass ceiling, or why you can't get through that wall.
Wow.
Because you won't let yourself do that because it's so deeply ingrained through the layers. Uh-huh. And, you know, that if you don't go in within yourself and work on yourself to unpeel the layers, I can't just tell you.
Yes.
I have to what? I have to get you to raise your own consciousness where you begin to understand how to do it for yourself.
Yeah. Mm. That's a nice, you know, that's a beautiful concept because it gives people, it really empowers people to know that they have the power.
Everybody has the power.
Yes.
And the beautiful thing about today, you couldn't have a better opportunity than today because we have technology.
Mm.
And we have the ability to be able to take technology and that platform and apply that platform to ourselves and then to be able to reach people all over the world, develop our own distribution network, have our own podcasts, have our own shows, be able to get our own messages out, create our own brands, create our own television channels, create our own YouTube channels. So the question is this is the question. Do you know who you are? Because if you don't know who you are, the technology doesn't mean anything. All you're doing is emailing, taking pictures, and acting like you're somebody.
Yes.
You don't even know how to be actionable or relevant.
Wow. What was the great philosopher said? Know thyself.
Aristotle.
Yes.
Know thyself. I go back to, what Einstein also said, you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that causes it. So you have to change the way you think every single day. It still goes back to what are you doing today to improve your life?
Wow. Well, I tell you, man, you almost give me chills. Stedman, I want to thank you just for our listeners, man, because I know that there are a lot of people going to say, man, he's a real person. Wow. They're going to believe. They're going to feel it. And so is there one last pearl that you'd like to leave on our listeners to say, hey, take this to the bank?
Well, I would say this. This is the one thing that I say that's very important. Work on yourself.
Beautiful.
Work on yourself. And then you will be at such a such a role model for everybody around you. You don't have to say anything. Just work on yourself.
Wow. Well, listeners, you heard it. You heard it from the man. So get busy working on yourself.
Wow. Thank you so much, Stedman Graham, for your incredible insight into the nuts and bolts of success. More information about Stedman is available at his website at www.stedmangraham.com. That's www.stedmangraham.com. You know, three things that really struck me in Stedman's interview were, number one, the importance of family and mentors, the need for someone to care enough to show the way. Number two, knowing how to win and how to be successful. Most people want to win. Most people want to be successful. The key is to learn how. And number three, the power of knowing yourself and working on yourself daily so that every day, in every way, you are getting better and better. Be sure to go to our website, www.herbertharris.com, for more information about programs and products that can help change your life. I would like to learn about some of the challenges or victories that you, our listeners, are having and experiencing. Also, any questions you may have, email me at herbert@herbertharris.com. That's H-E-R-B-E-R-T at herbertharris.com, and share your challenges, victories, and questions. Our closing affirmation for today is, you were given this life because you are strong enough to live it. You were given this life because you are strong enough to live it. Our assignment, let's continue talking about encouragement. Was there anyone in your life whose encouragement was extremely important and impacted the direction of your life? Think about that person. Write their name and what they did to encourage you or make you feel better. If you like, send me an email about this experience so that I can share it with our listeners. Send your email to Herbert@herbertharris.com. Remember, we are where we are because of the decisions we make and the actions we take. So choose success. Choose wealth. We each have the ability to create the lives we desire by changing our thoughts, our feelings, our habits, and our emotions. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate habits that support the life you desire. And surround yourself with people who love you, inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life you desire, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, and you are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week. Invite your friends. Subscribe to our podcast, knowing that the best is yet to come.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On-demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. VashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.